going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. I've got to run to keep rolling, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris,
yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! McMonagle here with you for the next 5 hours on our five-hour midnight ride to the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Connor and Fleegs on the other side, and we made it! Not only did we make it to another Friday and a weekend ahead of us, but we made it to the Friday. We made it to the day we've been waiting for. We made it to May 16th. One of the great New York sports days in recent memory. We talked about it yesterday. It has been, you have to go back to 1999. The last time on the same day, a Knicks playoff game and a Subway Series game. As we are in the midst of a Thursday night, that was kind of the storm, as was said in the update, and he's 100% right. The calm before the storm, nothing local, everybody off. We are preparing for this evening. 7:05 in the Bronx. And that's what's great about it, too. We get to see the Juan Soto moment. And that's really the difference between the two things here. And obviously, the Subway Series, it's an important moment. And Juan Soto returning back to the Bronx and everything he's meant between these two teams and these two fan bases, and what the offseason, as both fan bases waited to hear whether or not he was going to return to the New York Yankees, a team that he helped carry back to the World Series for the first time since 2009, or if he was going to spurn them for the new upstart led by the new combination of the greatest owner in sports, the most intellectually bright, smartest young executive in not only baseball, but what feels like all of sports, and certainly in this town, in David Stearns, and the New York Mets that this fan base rallied around last year, watched them go from one of the worst teams in baseball, have a team meeting, and go on an absolute run we will never forget. Which one was he going to choose? And we all know where he presides today, and we all know where he will return tonight, 7 o'clock, Madison Square Garden, in that moment is really what that game is all about. Because I've talked about what it means in the standings and what it means. Like, it's more about this fan base. It's more about, tonight is actually, if you think about it, it's a combination of what unites us and what divides us. And at 7 o'clock, we will be divided as Yankee and Met fans in that building in the Bronx, waiting for Juan Soto's first at bat, waiting for the reaction from the crowd. Juan Soto put out some quotes today about 50,000 people versus one, and we'll get to that. But once that moment happens, once the game starts, it's a baseball game that is between two excellent baseball teams and more about a fan base, two fan bases, and how they feel about each other and all the nonsense that goes and all the fun we can have with it. But then at 8 o'clock starts the real business and what unites us as a city more than any other team we root for. Because tonight is a game that we haven't experienced at Madison Square Garden for the New York Knicks in a long time. And I know we say that, and it even gets mocked a little bit. Oh, game three was this, game four was this, game six was this. Yes! As the momentum builds towards what will hopefully be the crescendo of game number six tonight at Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks can slay the dragon of the Boston Celtics, the defending champs, and do something special that no one saw coming. We've seen this moment coming for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. We have been waiting since the schedule was released, since Juan Soto on that December day decided to switch sides, decided to put a line in the sand between these two fan bases and make a Met fan feel like the days of the Yankees running this town is over. We've been anticipating this day, knowing exactly when it was going to come, ready for 7:05 on May 16th, Yankee Stadium. We knew it was going to come. What we didn't know, as a New York sports town, as 99% Knicks fans in this city, what we didn't know it was going to come was a team that made so many changes in the offseason. A team that blew up last year's team that we all fell in love with, who we think would have been in the same spot and in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, if not for devastating injuries. When they decided to make the move for Mikal Bridges, and the five picks, when they decided to then go and trade for Karl Anthony Towns and make their big move for that next superstar, we weren't sure what this team would bring. And as we watched it over the course of the regular season, and it wasn't the same kind of defensive tenacity, and it wasn't the same kind of team last year's was, we saw the offensive prowess. We had a back-to-back 50-win season for our New York Knicks. But ultimately, this was a moment nobody saw coming. Because the Boston Celtics were better. Because the Cleveland Cavaliers were better. Because they struggled over the course of the regular season. Nobody saw this one coming. We've been waiting for December, since December, for tonight at Yankee Stadium. But the surprise of what we get to experience at 8 o'clock tonight, Madison Square Garden, is an opportunity the likes of which we haven't seen since 1999, really, to win a series, or 2000, or they were the Eastern Conference Finals then. But this has been a dormant franchise that has a game in front of them that we will never forget. We might not forget the Juan Soto moment. We might not forget his first game back at Yankee Stadium. We might not forget this for a year when at the end of the season, hopefully both teams are in the playoffs. Maybe hopefully one is in the World Series. We remember last year that the Yankees got swept by the New York Mets, but we don't remember the particulars of the game. You'd have to go back and really scratch your head and try and break down exactly what happened in those games. The Yankees got their ass kicked. That's what I remember. I don't remember the particulars. It's a moment tonight. But what the Knicks get a chance to do is something that could live forever. This is a victory, the likes of which, and it speaks to the nature of the franchise and what they've been and how dormant this place has been, how dormant that building has been. We joke about it. We joke about what Madison Square Garden has become, a place that tourists go to even when the Knicks are bad and they manage to, you know, fill the building. And it's a place where Michael Jordan comes in and drops a double nickel, or Kobe Bryant comes in and drops 60, or other superstars, LeBron James, who spurns the organization, who wouldn't dare come play for the Knicks, but show up to the Mecca of Madison Square Garden and talk about the city and talk about the building as they just annihilated the Knicks and are heading to their next city. But how, oh, I love to play here. What a wonderful place to play. But the games that were played here never mattered to the Knicks, not for the last 25 years.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And tonight is an opportunity and a game that matters. And tonight is an opportunity to take down the defending champs who nobody gave them a chance to win. And win a series and move on to an Eastern Conference Finals against a team that is talented, a team that's been to now back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, a team that knocked the Knicks out of the playoffs last year, but a team that is profoundly beatable. And as we've watched this Knicks team go through this postseason, and we've watched them give effort, we've watched them be terrible, we've watched them have incredible second halves and come from behind 20 points, and then we've seen them unable to match the intensity of their opponent. We saw it against the Pistons, we've seen it against the Boston Celtics. And Game 5, that third quarter, was an embarrassment and tough to wrap your mind around for a team that's supposed to be what the Knicks have been, and supposed to be a team that's capable of putting down an NBA champion and moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That third quarter and the level that the Celtics went to and the Knicks had no interest going is something that we're having a hard time wrapping our minds around and having a hard time trying to justify the idea that tonight will be different. But this Knicks team has shown the ability to navigate these waters. To have starts like that, second halves like that, third quarters like that, and then turn it on the next night and come out and play some pretty damn beautiful basketball and figure out a way to beat these Boston Celtics. And tonight is the night with all the pressure now squarely on the Knicks. I didn't think that would have been possible considering the defending champs, but they've lost their superstar. They've lost their best player. They were down 3-1 in this series, and now nobody expected them to win this. And they get to come to Madison Square Garden with almost no expectations to do anything other than to give the Knicks a run here, and the Knicks have to rise up, forget about everything else, and understand that they are one win away, one good half away, one game finished like they've done 3 separate times in this series, away from having one of the great upset victories the franchise has ever had. And giving this fan base and this city one of the great experiences we've ever seen. Because we can talk about whether or not this is the most anticipated Subway Series that we've had in forever. Is this the most anticipated series, that Subway Series that we've had since the Subway Series World Series of 2000? Is it, how impactful is it in these two teams, and what does it mean? And ultimately, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but ultimately it doesn't mean very much. It's about the moment. It's about the atmosphere. It's about what these two fan bases believe themselves to be, and a Yankee fan base that is still bitter about the first real superstar to wear the uniform who spurned them for another team in free agency. And not only do it for any other team, but the team across town that has been viewed, as Derek Jeter put it in his documentary on ESPN+, just the Mets. For years, it's been just the Mets. And now they're a franchise that has put together back-to-back incredible seasons, put together a team that's as good as any in baseball, a front office and a pitching development staff that is as good or better than any team in baseball. They have the money more than the New York Yankees. They have a payroll for the last handful of years higher than the New York Yankees. And they have made every Met fan relish the idea that not only are they a World Series contender, not only are they one of the best teams in the National League, not only are they one of the best teams in baseball, but they are the team that makes this city spin. They are the team and the building where the fun is happening. They're the team with the excitement. They're the team with the sing-along walk-up songs. They're the team that you'd rather be in that building than anywhere else. They do it better than anybody else. And they are now the team of the city for the first time since 1988. And that's fun, and that's exciting, and that's a game tonight that will be an incredible atmosphere, but it pales in comparison for me to what the Knicks have a chance to do. Because what the Knicks have a chance to do is to actually put forth a win, the likes of which they haven't seen maybe in the entire franchise's history. I know they've won championships. I know the historic run of the 70s team and how great they were and how beloved they are. And I grew up with the 1990s team. I grew up with Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Charles Oakley and Mason and that entire group. Derek Harper! I was there for all of that. But they never beat the Bulls. They never pulled off the upset. They didn't win that championship. They never beat Michael Jordan, should I say. I know they beat the Bulls in 94, but without Michael Jordan. They never had that series where they overcame incredible odds. They never did something as a major underdog. They never had this moment where no one expected them to win, and they rose above and put forth an effort and a game and a series that kind of shocked the world. And now I know without Tatum, the shock the world has kind of worn off, but the idea and a 3-1 lead in a series kind of wears off the shock the world. But make no mistake, they did the bulk of the winning in this series against the defending champs at full strength. And if they can pull off tonight, if they can show up and match the environment, if their effort can match the intensity that's going to be from the fan base in that building, in the Mecca, tonight at Madison Square Garden, and they can give you one more game and set you off into a Wednesday game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, it's going to be one of the most memorable moments at Madison Square Garden we've had in 50 years. And tonight sets up to be one of the great nights in New York sports history. And that sounds like hyperbole, and maybe it is, but you know what? We're slaves to the moment, and I'm no different than you or anybody else. So let's get ready for it. Let's talk about it. We can get into which one you're more excited about. We can get into the idea of being able to, at least at home, I know in the building it's going to be different. And if you have tickets to either or both or could choose, it's hard for me to imagine you wouldn't rather be at the Garden. But the atmosphere at both are going to be incredible. But if you are one of the thousands who will be sitting at home on their TV, and this is one of the nights where, sorry, honey, tonight's a two TV night. You got to set up the other TV. You're completely focused. You don't have time for any nonsense. You don't have time for any BS TV shows. It's not a Netflix and chill night. It is Knicks, Yankees, Mets on the two TVs. You get to see, probably, you know, you're going to get to see the Juan Soto at bat before worrying about the Knicks who start an hour later. It's one of those nights that we live for here in this city, and I can't wait. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we'll take your calls. Which one are you more excited about? What are you going to be locked into tonight? And ultimately, for me, what can we expect from this Knicks team? This was more of a topical open about the entire Friday night and what the Knicks have a chance to do. But how do they actually do it?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.